I'm talking with Camilla Wishaw, who received some exciting news just recently about a scholarship that she's acquired. Well, Camilla, you must be thrilled about departing for Ireland tomorrow with the Flying Start Dali scholarship under your belt.
Yes, Peter, look, I'm very excited. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and going to take me to Ireland, Newmarket in England, Lexington, Kentucky, Dubai, back to the Hunter Valley in New South Wales where I've been working. It's just an amazing opportunity. We cover all facets of the breeding and racing industry. We work with some of the top racehorse trainers in the world, some of the top vets in the world, horse vets. We work on some of the biggest studs. Top bloodstock agents we work alongside, so gaining knowledge and experience alongside the leaders in the thoroughbred industry in the world, so it would be amazing.
How did you come to secure the scholarship?
Look, Peter, I've worked with some of the top stars in Australia and New Zealand, both on farm and at horse sales. So I've worked for Vinery, Three Bridges, Curramore in New Zealand, Yarraman Park in the Hunter Valley. Also having an equine background, both through Pony Club and through our family stud, Armidale. So I've grown up with horses all my life, and it's obviously post-school and post-uni, or during my uni studies, I've also worked where I can with the horses to gain more experience and knowledge. And from the work I've done and my horsey background, and also my university degree, has helped me secure this scholarship. So,
how old are you?
I'm 25, so yep, young enough to make the most of it, but old enough to have a bit of knowledge under my belt, hopefully.
All right, well, look, you know, the thoroughbred breeding industry, virtually racing industry, has been in your blood from day one. Your mum, Robin, still runs a great operation at Armidale Stud, and she's been a great support.
Yep, mum's been a fantastic support, and certainly does do a great job running Armidale. It's no small feat. She does a fantastic job and continues on the excellent work that both she and Dad built up and established here, so it's certainly in my blood, and the horse industry is like that. Once you're in it, it's very hard to escape it. So,
can you see your future, say, in 5 or 10 years' time?
Yeah, look, Peter, I've been fortunate enough to have been sort of made a proposition by the manager of Dali Australia, Henry Plumtree, if I'd like to come back and use my uni degree, I say, to be a human naturopath, but apply it to horses and help with their mare reproductivity up in the Hunter Valley, and also aid in racehorse rehabilitation. So I think on the completion of the course, I will head back up the Hunter Valley, because it's the heart of the thoroughbred breeding industry in Australia, and use my knowledge and experience I've gained there and continue to learn and develop. And yeah, I see myself as being a top equine naturopath, specialising in the racing and breeding industry. So yeah, that's where I see myself.
Okay. How many have been accepted with this scholarship? I know there's a certain number that intake every year. Are you one of 14 or 15?
I'm one of 12. Each year they select 12. This year they had the most applications they've ever had in the history of the Flying Start. There are over 500 applicants from around the world. And I'm the only one from the Southern Hemisphere this year. So.
All right.
Well, I'll have to show them what Australia's like.
Well, I'm sure you will, Camilla. Look, I'm sure everyone involved in the Tasmanian racing industry wishes you all the best. We know you'll do Tasmania proud no matter where you go, and certainly enjoy this scholarship. It'll probably be the icing on the cake for you for your future.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you.